Hello, everybody. Welcome to What the F is Being a Human? This is where I, a 28-year-old Asian female, can be both a spiritual and a confused human all at the same time. I hope to share lessons that the universe has forced upon me through this journey called life. Do I have the answer to everything? Of course not. But I'm sure the universe will put me on an unsolicited path to find out regardless. So, cozy up, guys. This is obviously a positive space. What qualifies me to be discussing life, love, personal growth, and spirituality? Well, you know how the spiritual community says your higher self chose a life path you were born into? Mine damn sure chose a frustrating one. I was born into an Asian family. The end. I'm just kidding. Now, let's be clear. The following storytelling is not from a victim mindset, although I did once wear that hat for a long time. I do want to acknowledge that my family are very, very good people, and I know they did the best they could. But I am telling you a brief outline of my life path so that y'all can connect the dots as to how I became the lovely individual that I am today. Just like all the great movies out there, the story might start off slow, but it will pick up. And so, here we go. My parents split when I was 1 year old. Apparently, my young biological mother wouldn't feed me when she fought with my dad. And since according to all the psychoanalytic theories out there, you can become damaged as young as stem cells, I'm sure that added a point to my childhood wounds. Both parents could not afford me and my sister financially, so I was adopted within the family by my two strong and independent aunts, who I call moms. They pay my biological mom some money to leave our lives for good. Both my aunts slash moms remain single the rest of their lives. Of course, my moms decided it was best for me not to find out everything until I was 8. So, 8 years of my life, I was confused as to why my two mothers were related to my father, who did not live with us. I went to an all-girl school throughout my childhood. Side note, please comment down below if you went to an all-girl or an all-boys school and came out sane. Anywho, I was a pretty lazy kid, just wanted to play, flunked out a lot of my classes. So, they sent my sister and I by ourselves to live with my other aunt in the US when I was 11. Most of my family are very judgmental and would often remind me that I was adopted and that I owe my life to my mom's. So, just as my English was getting fluent and I was developing really close friendships at 15, my mom decided that I didn't have enough familial support in the US and shipped my sister and I off to yet another all-girl boarding school in New Zealand. I came back to the US for college and life started getting real, real juicy. I was determined as fuck to become a doctor. I wanted to pursue bioengineering as my pre-med. Went to community college, maintained a 4.0 GPA. Got into my first relationship. Felt like a goddess. First relationship started to get real messy. Porn was involved, some body shaming, borderline infidelity. But continued the relationship anyway. Moved in together. Another side note, after 10 years, the guy and I are cool now, but that's story for another episode. Back to the story. I still managed to transfer to UCLA for bioengineering. First relationship was getting messier and messier. Lots of broken promises, lots of boundaries were crossed from both sides. I became depressed and suicidal. I attempted suicide, obviously didn't work, I'm sitting here. I dropped out of UCLA, I was cutting myself. Not deep though, because I'm a wuss and my skincare is expensive. My first relationship ended. I was a shell of a human. Went to a Cal State College for a nutrition degree because it sounded chill enough. Was pushing myself to try new activities like Latin dancing, internships, new part-time jobs, meeting new friends. Felt like I was finding myself again. Got into a brief second relationship where both of us were extremely insecure and triggered. That ended pretty quickly. Got into a third relationship with an extremely religious man. I was atheist, which was agnostic growing up, and I had always questioned religions, but the arguments in that relationship made me crave for the ultimate truth of the universe. Anywho, I finished my nutrition degree, went to another Cal State for my master's degree in nutrition. Third relationship lasted 1.5 years. We were too different. Great guy, though. Felt like I had lost myself again. But started exploring spirituality. Started listening to Joe Dispenza, Jay Shetty, Abraham Hicks. Got into the law of attraction, gratitude, manifestation. Even got into tarot readings. Again, pushed myself to do new activities like solo road trips, scuba diving, free diving, surf skating, traveling with friends and family. Felt like I was finding myself again. 8 months later, of course, met another guy. 3 years younger than me, really thought he was the one. And so, the beginning of the fourth relationship. Finished my master's, started working as a clinical dietitian, was questioning myself a lot in this relationship, blamed my insecurity and trust issue for a lot of the fights. And so, I turned deeper into spirituality, hoping that it would fix me. Started to listen to Eckhart Tolle, Teal Swan, Muji, Aaron Epke, and a really famous Thai spiritual life coach. Became a traveling dietitian, was making six figures, was pretty happy with the new comfortable lifestyle, was planning my life with the guy, talk marriage, was planning to invest on a property together. After 1.5 years of being a traveling dietitian, I found that I was wildly unhappy playing a part in the clinical setting of Western medicine. Started my doctorate in functional nutrition, found that I don't want to work full-time as a dietitian, transitioned to a part-time clinical dietitian position, making less than half of what I used to, started a YouTube channel that has yet to take off. After 2 years and 8 months together, I found that the guy wasn't who I thought he was. I'm not gonna label him as good or bad, let's just leave it at that. Next thing I know, here I am, 28-year-old, heartbroken, and broke as fuck. But hold up, this is not a sad ending. This is just the beginning. Somehow, all this shit together had accumulated, condensed, exploded, and broken me wide open to one truth. I had never fully and undoubtedly listened and trusted my heart. If I did, I would not be studying to be a doctor. I would not go to UCLA. I would not be in any of the relationships I was in. I wouldn't even let my last relationship begin when he lied about his age the first day we met. Or I would have left at any of the times my intuition said something was off. But our higher self chose this path for a reason, right? Fuck you, higher self. But also, thank you, higher self. Because I have never been so wide awake as fuck to my heart's desires. And here I am with y'all, finding myself again, but this time, hopefully, permanently. Oh my god, that was so good. I feel like crying. Anywho, please follow the life lessons that have been forced upon me, and I don't doubt will continue to be forced on me. Thank you, universe. Yay.
Goodbye.